Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. Well, he was the most Irish US president since JFK, but are Irish Americans lamenting the fact that Joe Biden is no longer in the US presidential race? Well, this week, our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan met Irish American Democrats on the fringes of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago to hear how they are switching their allegiances from Biden to Harris.
In a very crowded function room in downtown Chicago, Irish American Democrats gather, unsentimental about the most Irish of American presidents dropping out of the race.
Well, we all love Joe Biden, but it became very, very apparent with the polling that he couldn't win.
New Yorker Brian O'Dwyer is the coordinator of Irish Americans for Harris. He says change at the top has implications for House and Senate races too, and for how political machines deploy their troops in the ground war for votes.
We were always going to win New York, but now we think we can flip at least three, maybe four House seats to the Democrats. It's an entirely new day in New York, as it is all over the country.
Where do you see as the key battleground state on the East Coast? Where's the action
going to be? We're going to be concentrating entirely on Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is the key battleground state in the United States.
Another key battleground is Michigan, home to America's biggest Muslim population. Congressman Dan Kildee represents Michigan's 8th District.
Michigan will be a closely watched state, and it'll be a close election. Even when we win, it's usually pretty close. But the difference in enthusiasm, number one, and then I hope, that Vice President Harris will articulate a different perspective on a big issue for Michigan, and that's the issue of Palestine, of Gaza. She has a nuanced view. It's not quite the same as President Biden's, and I think if she makes that clear, which I expect her to do, that'll make a difference, not just for the Arab and Muslim community in Michigan, but for younger voters who feel very passionate about this issue.
In terms of the other races that are going on in this general election for the House, for the Senate, similar effects, you think?
Absolutely. I mean, these are all really connected in some ways. The biggest variable affecting the outcome of Senate races, and especially House races, is the enthusiasm for the top of the ticket.
Fiona McEntee is a Dublin-born immigration lawyer, a past president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, now a Chicagoan, and clear-eyed about the hard work ahead for party activists, the hard slog of the ground war.
We're in the Midwest, right? We're in Chicago, which is typically, you know, blue state, Democratic, but our neighbours around us are not necessarily always that same way. So we're trying to activate and energise the Irish American communities in the key battleground states. Something that I did last time with a group of us mobilised, got together. Something I saw, which I thought was really nice, was there's a local Irish pub here in Chicago hosting a writing postcards to voters at night every Tuesday. And so people can get there, you know, they can take action because people really want to know how they can help. And it's great to have the enthusiasm, but we do need to turn it into action.
Please welcome the Democratic nominee for president, Vice President of the United States of America, Kamala Harris.
Among the foreign guests at the convention was former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who'd met Kamala Harris as part of those St. Patrick's Day visits to Washington.
Yeah, I've had the chance to spend a good bit of time with Vice President Harris, two pretty long meetings in D.C., and also have met Secretary Gentleman Doug Emhoff separately as well. And she gave us a lot of time. And I have to say, we really appreciated that. I felt certainly in the past that when she was vice president, people didn't really get to see her strengths. And I think now people are having a chance to see the Kamala Harris that I met, somebody who's bright, who's sharp, who has enormous empathy, who's in politics for all the right reasons. It is giving them a boost in this election.
Do you think she'd be Irish friendly in the future if she wins?
Well, look, we're never going to have a president as Irish as Joe Biden, and it's I'm really sorry to hear, see him go for that reason and for other reasons too. But I do think she will have an interest in Irish affairs, and it's good to see that the Irish American caucus here in the Democratic Party and also in the Republican Party too as well remains strong. But it is something we're going to have to work on. America is becoming more and more diverse with every decade that passes, and a little bit less Irish. So we have to work on this relationship, and it's our responsibility to do that.
That was former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar ending that report from Sean Whelan in Chicago.